And you're listening to Morning Report on RNZ National. Now, humanity is one small step closer to returning to the moon this morning, thanks in part to some of New Zealand's top scientific minds. Last night, Rocket Lab successfully released NASA's Capstone satellite tens of thousands of kilometres above the Earth, setting it on a path to the moon.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mission. Expected burn duration 98 seconds, and we are currently T-minus 9 minutes 25 seconds until AOS and ability to confirm.
AOS.
Well, that is the moment. Rocket Lab's Hypercurie engine ignited last night, propelling Photon and Capstone towards the moon. This is Rocket Lab's first foray into deep space, and ploughs a new path to the moon, which astronauts are expected to follow in 2024. Rocket Lab founder Peter Beck is with us. Morena.
Morning.
Congratulations, you must be stoked.
Oh, yes, yep, no, it's an incredible achievement from the team.
How nerve-wracking was it?
Very nerve-wracking. I mean, you know, we launched the spacecraft five or six days ago, and over every day we've been raising the orbit and the velocity, and then the burn last night was the final burn to send it on a translunar injection and break free of Earth's gravity.
Now, just explain to me a translunar injection. What's that?
So we put the spacecraft into an elliptical orbit, and we burned the engine 7 times, and every time at the perigee, which is the lower part of the orbit, and sped the spacecraft up faster and faster and faster until we got to a little bit over 11 kilometres per second. And that final translunar injection burn sets us on a course towards the moon, and that was the final burn to break free of Earth's gravity.
How long will it take to get to the moon?
So it takes about, on this particular trajectory, it takes about 3 months, but we go way, way past the moon. So we go about a million and a half kilometres out into deep space, and then kind of curl back and use the moon's gravitational field to pull it back in. And then there's a few manoeuvres that the Capstone spacecraft will do to put it into a halo orbit, which will be the parking orbit for returning to the moon.
So using the gravity both of Earth and then of the moon, is that a way of lowering the amount of fuel that is required to be used?
Correct. Yeah, it's a very efficient way. If you think about how Apollo and the astronauts went to the moon, they had a giant rocket, and it was just a big, you know, high energy burn, and took you know, a few days to get to the moon. And that's fine. You can do that, but it takes tremendous amounts of energy. What we demonstrated here over the last week was for a small launch vehicle, a small payload, you can actually send stuff to not only the moon, but you know, we have enough C3 velocity to go to Venus or Mars or asteroids. And the most exciting thing for me is it's not just that we went to the moon, but we actually created a spacecraft in a system that now we can go and visit the planets in a near solar system for incredibly low sums of money and really frequently.
Going to Venus or Mars anytime soon?
Well, we do have our private Venus mission, so scheduled for next year. So it's definitely a nights and a weekends project, that one, but we're trying to get that one off next year.
So this new technique that you've proven works, how much of a game changer is it for space travel?
Well, it's a very big deal. I mean, this is the very first element of NASA's returning to the moon. And you know, it was launched by us out of New Zealand, and I think, reflecting with the team last night, it's crazy to think that a little commercial company started in New Zealand would be the beginning of the return to the moon program. I mean, NASA describes it as the small step before the giant leap, and the data that is going to be generated from this mission will inform where the space station goes and how long it's going to take to get there. And It's crazy.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That is the founder of Rocket Lab, Peter Beck.